Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken Crooley is with us from politicsandstuff.com. The Buffalo mayoral race heating up. And Ken, you know, on the first day of early voting this Saturday, India Walton is bringing in Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a national figure. She's a polarizing figure. What does she bring to this mayor's race?
Well, I think primarily she brings a good rally speaker to kick off the early voting. I think we have to look at, how things stand with her. She is a very well-known persona. She also, in many respects, is a divisive person. And she will do what she needs to do on Saturday morning to fire up the folks in the Walton campaign. But my impression is that they're pretty well fired up now and moving along very well. I think we have to consider that she has a little track record on such things. There was a mayoral primary in New York City this past June, very hotly contested, 10 Democrats running. AOC supported a candidate who finished third. So that might indicate that she has limited appeal. I think also there's a potential pushback. She's certainly going to energize the Walton folks, but because her persona is so well identified, I think that she could influence potential Brown voters to say, I'm coming out to vote for him. So I think her visit cuts both ways.
Yeah, I was thinking about that over the past 24 hours or so. The impact, you know, does this get more support for India Walton? Does this maybe turn people off of the idea for India Walton? But it kind of seems like, Ken, the two are, you know, painted in such that same circle where if you're an India Walton supporter, you probably love AOC. And if you don't like AOC, you probably don't like India Walton. And, you know, the net difference it makes may not be that much in terms of winning or losing votes.
I think that's exactly right, Brian. I think that the situation is going to be, it's going to be helpful for the rally to get people out and moving on Saturday. There's 9 days of early voting and then a day or two before the election. But it will have limited appeal, and it could have pushback that would sort of balance out whatever she adds to the equation.
How close, Ken, do you think this race is between Brown and Walton?
Well, hard to say, and I hesitate to get into predictions since I would have been totally wrong in the primary. But I think that it will be relatively close. You can tell that both sides are throwing very heavy negative ads on TV, and that's always a sign of thinking that they have to take down the other person. I think it's going to come down to one thing: turnout. It depends on who can do the best with that. Does the Walton vote that was taken in the primary go up substantially, or is it going to be closer to what she got in the primary? Same question for Byron Brown. They both have a lot of troops on the ground, but I think the folks in Buffalo, a lot of them have already made up their mind, and it's only a question of how many of them come out to express that opinion. And I think that the mayor may have a little bit of an advantage because he has a large army that knows the drill. The Walton campaign has a lot of energetic folks willing to work for her, but I think it's still too hard to figure out.
Yeah, they'd be well rested too from not going out during the primary season, so they're ready to hit it for the general election. Hey, want to switch focus just a little bit on the new stadium and maybe the politics of the stadium talks that we're seeing right now. You know, the Bills have come out, and over the past couple of months, they've been advocating for a new stadium, saying that what their studies have showed them is that Orchard Park is the best option because it is the most affordable option. They said, we need a new stadium. Here's the way that we can get it done in the most cost-effective manner. And now you have politicians, whether it's the governor who's not writing off downtown Buffalo or the Buffalo Common Council who are saying, hey, look, we want you to seriously consider downtown Buffalo, even at a higher price tag. Is it a little strange to you that we've taken the discussion from should the public spend money on a football stadium to all of a sudden it seems like the Bills are the ones concerned about lowering the price tag, at least publicly, and it's the state, it's Democratic politicians who are saying, well, hang on, we might want to spend twice the amount of money.
Well, I think it's an extraordinarily heavy lift, even with the $1.4 billion that they're talking about, considering the fact that the stadium was originally built for $22 million and a quarter million was invested over the years renovating it. So getting to a higher number beyond the 1.4 is sort of strange. I think the 1.4 is going to be a very heavy lift for the governor, for state legislators, to the extent the county's involved in that sort of stuff. We don't know yet what the Pegulas of the NFL are going to put in, but going another billion is sort of out of sight, and no one is identifying how that money appears, and we don't even know whether it's a real number. Public works projects have a tendency to expand in cost substantially, and I think that that's something to keep in mind, too. It is strange, but the Bills do seem to be somewhat the voice of reason for the measly $1.4 billion that they want to spend on the stadium.
And it seems like we've gone from if we need a new stadium to where the stadium is going to be located.
Yeah, and but that goes back to the cost. There's nobody disputing the fact that if it did go into the city that it would be substantially higher in cost. Why that is, I haven't seen the details, but I think that locating it in the city ideally would be maybe a nice thing, but maybe that train left the station a while ago. The costs are astronomical now, and the ability for the state and or the county to fund such a project is, as I said, a stretch of $1.4 billion and putting it in the city and adding substantially more to the cost, I don't know how that makes any sense or can work.
Hey, Ken, thanks so much for the time. Ken Crewley, Politics and Stuff, a political analyst, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.